A welcome from CEO Tom Wright. The approximate length of this recording is 4 minutes. A welcome from Tom. What a challenging year it's been. I'm still so impressed and proud of the way our staff and volunteers have achieved so much during what's most likely been one of the toughest years in living memory. While we initially had to suspend our services in March, we quickly set up a COVID-19 information line. We also made 30,000 keeping in touch calls to be by the side of those who use our services as best we could. For our volunteers and service users, we introduced COVID-19 updates to keep them informed. More recently, and keen not to cancel them altogether, each team held their local volunteer awards virtually. I can tell you that having attended several, even though we couldn't be in the same room, the events were still extremely engaging and inspirational. We celebrate all the winners in the article, "The Results Are In, Guide Dogs Volunteer Awards 2020. In the hope that 2021 will be better, I wanted to remind you of what we achieved in 2019 and outline how we want to continue building on that foundation next year. Last year, we had almost 5,000 guide and buddy dog partnerships, supported more than 1,400 my-sighted guide partnerships, and delivered more than 7,300 children and young people services. None of this would have been possible without the help of our 17,000 amazing volunteers. We were also lucky enough to have very strong fundraising results in 2019, allowing us to invest in things like new premises and improving our existing sites. We took on 70 new frontline staff in 2019 to build towards 1,000 new canine partnerships a year. As I write, we now have 46 trainee GDMIs, or Guide Dog Mobility Instructors, to help build our future capacity. We're also updating our digital platforms to make it even easier to interact and find our help. And we've just gone live with our first chatbot for canine support on the website. The services we provide are life-changing, but many others need our help. Our priorities for next year will be to reduce the waiting time for a guide dog, support and empower more people with sight loss through the breadth of services we provide, and reach more people via online platforms. So, here's to 2021. Not only is it the 90th anniversary of the UK's first guide dog partnerships, but we'll be starting the year with 7 new trustees on board. I wish them a very warm welcome to Guide Dogs. Find out more about them in the news article. And finally, by the time you listen to this, the guide dog mum that my family and I care for, Dolly, might be pregnant with her very first litter. With best wishes for Christmas and the new year, Tom Wright, CBE, Chief Executive, Guide Dogs, at Tom Wright UK on Twitter. Included here is a photograph of Tom Wright, CBE, Chief Executive of Guide Dogs, wearing a jacket and tie and smiling at the camera.